This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ty Law is here on Ty Tuesday. And so were you shocked that Bill Belichick was not going to be coaching in the NFL maybe ever again?
Man, I swear, Greg, I did not see this one coming. Now, like I was telling you, I knew that he was going to coach, but I really thought NFL. I got to call Bill on that one, man, because I'm like, damn, he could have said, gave me a little something. I wasn't going to go blow it up, but I knew that he was going to coach, and he wanted to coach from spending time with him in New Orleans. But North Carolina, out of all places.
Wow.
But that's one thing about Bill Belichick. He's not going to give you everything, and that goes to show you, he's his own man. He don't care what nobody say, what we say, what anybody's thinking, because he went somewhere. I don't think anybody could have guessed that.
No.
Because it couldn't have been about the money, because he could have made the same amount or more anywhere else. It was just something that he wanted to do. I guess the record doesn't matter to him. So hats off to Coach Belichick for making the
so
decision.
So you believe all that? When he said yesterday with Pat McAfee that the Shula record didn't matter to him, when he said at his press conference in Chapel Bill that he had always wanted to coach in college, you take him at his word on all of those things.
I mean, yes.
You don't think it was more that there wasn't a job available? Curtis is rolling over in his chair over there.
I mean, he called the Jets tied.
Curtis, I'm just saying, if anybody is smart and looks at it, for Bill Belichick, knowing that he is going to be a culture changer at the least, and it's a lot of organizations out there would love to bring some of that knowledge or mimic the success that he had in the NFL. How's that going to transition to college? I don't know. But if he would have let the season go on, it's going to be some coaches. They're going to be like, you know what? We can use Bill Belichick. We can do a lot worse than Bill Belichick.
It pains me as much as you to say it, but there weren't teams that were interested. There just weren't.
See, that's more shocking to me. Now, it's shocking to me that he went to UNC, but what's more shocking to me is that an owner, and you watch these NFL coaches do the dumbest things week in and week out.
Facts.
And an owner wasn't like, we need to bring Bill in because Bill can turn around our program. And it's proven you can turn around a program quick in the NFL and get them to be a contender. That's more shocking to me, that owners would put their ego in front of them.
That's what? Shocking
having
to you?
A chance.
It's shocking.
It ain't nothing shocking to a billionaire owner's ego, bro. Right. I mean, it's
but like, it is kind of like if they really wanted to win, like it is shocking to me.
Right, but they don't. That's the issue. Is if this Bill Belichick in 2016 and everything's the same, he gets the first job in total control. It's not just about winning. Bill was here for 4 years. They didn't win.
So the shocking part is that they can't set their ego aside for 4 years.
Well, and I think they also heard things probably behind the scenes from people in charge in New England.
Yeah,
I think that there was a lot of talk going on about Bill and the ending here, and I think that put a bad taste in a lot of people's mouths.
And it's also a lot of owners with egos that was like, I would take him. You know, I'll take him just to mess with the other owner. That's what they all do. They go, who got the biggest yacht? Who got the biggest this? Who got the biggest plane? Who? Man, come on, man. I don't believe that. And then from what Bill told me in New Orleans, you got to wait a certain time for you able to talk to anybody. So it's a certain time period that he can't even entertain or talk to anybody in the NFL because the season is going on. He guess he got an offer before that happened. Do we know it? That it was going to be rolled out the red carpet, he's going to have all these opportunities. I don't know, but he told me specifically that he can't talk to nobody until I forgot what the date was. He couldn't even entertain a conversation.
Can he be successful in college?
I think he will because
can he win a national championship?
I don't know about a national championship because guys are wanting to get paid, but I do think that now because of Bill Belichick. UNC is going to be looked at as that vehicle to the NFL. He put it out there, so a lot of kids that's dreaming and say, I can make a couple of dollars, and I'm going to play under Bill Belichick. I get to pick his brain and play up under him. That's my access to the NFL, just like Colorado did with Deion Sanders. Deion Sanders did for Colorado. He brought something to it.
So it doesn't matter necessarily if they only have $20 million NIL-wise.
It's going to be a Bill Belichick effect.
There are going to be transfers or recruits that will value the opportunity to be coached by Bill Belichick more than the money.
I've had over 4 calls from friends talking about their kids. Hook him up with Bill. Everybody just want to leave in the transfer portal. You know what I mean? So, Bill, it's going to be a hot ticket
right
in North Carolina. I promise you that. Now, would they go in there and see, like, oh, this ain't what I thought it was and get back in the transfer portal again? That's what I don't like about the transfer portal. But people are going to go just to get the experience. And people's parents, you know, maybe the young kids might not even know.
Right.
But their parents do.
Right.
Oh, he coached Tom Brady. He got 6 Super Bowls. And the parents are going to be like, hey, this is where you need to go. Who they might not like Deion's style for whatever reason.
Right.
Guess what? The next best option, hey, let's go over here to North Carolina.
I think Bill is probably, and he even said it, like his number one selling point is you come play for me. If you got talent, I can get you to the NFL. And that's 99% of the kids that step on a college campus. They want to get to the league. The NIL is good. Don't get it twisted. But it's how can you get me to the NFL?
Yep.
So him competing against other coaches on being a pipeline to the NFL, he's winning that. That's going to be the biggest thing.
The Tar Heels have 6 wins right now.
Mm-hmm.
The over-under next year is 7, according to Vegas.
Yeah.
So Vegas doesn't think they're going to be like all of a sudden a national champion.
You know what? 3 wins last year, Indiana. And this year, Indiana is what? They got 1 loss and they're in the playoffs. So for him to
this is a prognostication about what the North Carolina Tar Heels
will
be
next year. Not saying. But when you ask, can Bill get them there? Because of this new 12-team playoff, all you got to do is be one of the top 2 teams in the ACC.
And you see that schedule?
Yeah.
There's no reason why he couldn't be with that schedule because they ain't playing nobody significant at all.
Clemson's their toughest matchup. You beat Clemson and you're able to be one of those teams playing in the ACC championship, just like this year, also, SMU Clemson, you'll get
beautiful.
In the playoffs.
Also, if you saw the signing video yesterday for that kid from Holy Cross, Mike Lombardi has his office set up very nice with a couple computers there right on the desk. Currently.
Oh, I love the standing computers. So you get the calisthenics. The other thing is,
Bill is probably a standing desk guy.
Definitely. Oh, totally.
Are those things, they were very popular for a while.
I had one at Essen.
You did?
Yeah, I liked it.
I also, if there is a God, and we all believe there is, it's his time of year. Happy birthday, Jesus. Then we have Bill O'Brien and the man that wouldn't speak to him, Bill Belichick, in the ACC title game next year. And if that's the case, we are doing a road show. I don't care.
We will.
But I've been to Chapel Hill. That is a beautiful campus.
Stunning.
The school is great. Great education. If I know they're a basketball school, but if they can start winning in football, the atmosphere is going to be electric for those potential recruits or people in the transfer portal. I think he's going to do just fine. Now, he's going to have to win.
Right.
And he's going to have to send some guys. But that's when you call your boy Lawrence Taylor. I need you to come down here and talk to the kids. Like, that's Lawrence damn Taylor.
Julius
Bill Belichick
Peppers.
Can make that talk. Julius Peppers.
Right.
He can make calls.
Ty Law.
You're damn right. You know what I mean?
I'm going to talk to him.
And don't sleep on Lombardi. Don't sleep on Mike Lombardi because the other thing that he has.
He's currently asleep.
But he also has that pipeline to the
NFL. Why did you starch these pants?
He also has the connection and the pipeline to the NFL. That's the biggest thing, Greg, when you take
who? Roger Staubach?
No.
Who's Bill Belichick going to bring in? Ernie Adams?
No.
These kids don't know who Lawrence Taylor is.
No. But when players, when you sit in these meetings with trying to be recruited by a coach, the number one thing that these college coaches do nowadays is they talk about their connections and how they can get you to the NFL. Yeah. So you have two guys.
Wait. In one breath, he's been blackballed, and now he's the pipeline. Make it make sense.
Wait. Oh, but he's been blackballed as a coach. You don't think if somebody said, if Bill picked up the phone and said, hey, I got this kid, he's a clear-cut, you know, top.
They're going to get a look.
Yeah.
Well, the same people that wanted him a mile away from their football ops department are now going to say that we want the guy because you called us?
Kyle Shanahan would absolutely pick up the phone. He even offered Bill a job like to just be like a defensive assistant when Bill first got fired. Of course, he's going to pick up that phone.
Right, because the Patriots are going to pay his salary and he'd be on the staff for free.
Mike McDaniels did the same thing. And he said, so I'm just saying, Curtis, believe me, I tell you, because I know from experience,
right.
When guys sit in there with coaches or kids sit in there with coaches and they're sitting in there, Billy O, the number one thing those recruits are saying and their parents is, hey, how can you help my son get to the NFL?
Ask before Ty goes and before we get to the play of the game, most entertaining play of the game, ask him your schedule question that you're all hot and bothered about this morning.
The Saturday schedule?
Yes.
The NFL being more, I don't know if it's the NFL. I think maybe it's the NFL. Why the hell do they got the college football playoffs? Why is the NFL moving in on the college football playoffs this Saturday? So now I can't even watch two good games in Texas and Houston and Kansas City or Pittsburgh and Baltimore because I want to watch the college football playoffs. What is the NFL doing?
But it's really the other way around. I mean, Curtis mentioned they've been doing this Saturday thing in the NFL for a while.
Have they?
Yeah, forever. Yes.
Yeah, they've been doing it later in the season. And in playoffs, you know what I mean, because you got the championships, they want to get the most viewership. But you doing this whole college is Saturday. You know, I get what you're saying. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And NFL was Sunday, but they have been doing this for a long time. So
put crappy games on. Schedule a crappy game. I feel like they knew, like, both college football and the NFL knew, like, all right, here's when we're playing our college football playoffs. So Saturday, so I wrote it down. These are Saturday's games, right?
And just so we're aware, NFL games on Saturday have been part of the league schedule since 1952.
Damn, did not know it went that far back.
Okay.
But you should have scheduled your crappy games. You got the Texans.
Right again.
You got the Texans taking on the Kansas City Chiefs, 1 p.m. on Saturday. And then 4 p.m., you got the Steelers taking on the Ravens. 12 o'clock, you got SMU playing Penn State, and 4 p.m., on Saturday, you got Clemson versus Texas.
Wait, you're the 2-1 guy.
I know.
You can watch literally both games.
He calls it right.
He calls it a DP.
It's a DP. I don't want it, baby. No, I don't want that because I'm losing out. Listen,
there's some weird reason. No, he has a weird reason why he calls it.
It's double pitcher. Pause. I'm losing.
Double picture. Pause.
Right. I'm losing out. Pause on just having one big one on my screen.
Hello.
I want to be able to just focus in on the college football game and not have to DP the two games.
Well, pause. I mean, really, there's a time and a place for it.
Yep.
All right. So, most entertaining play of the game brought to you by Apex Entertainment. Experience the thrills at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. Yeah. Any suggestions from the gallery?
The Drake May shovel pass for the touchdown.
That was Mahomes-esque.
Yeah.
You know, I like that one. That was a good play.
Man, that boy talented. Because when that play happened, I was thinking Mahomes and Josh Allen. I'm like, and maybe Lamar. Those are the only three quarterbacks that I feel like make that type of play. And to see kind of Josh Drake May play like that, he reminds me a lot Josh Allen, because you know, because I had the chance to watch Josh Allen play in that game against Detroit, it's like, man, they look, you know, the way they run, their style. Like, Drake May is a really, I knew he was a good runner, but I didn't realize he was this good of a runner.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you think they might design a play or two for him? Maybe
just an idea. What's the thing? So they can design. They can design a read option, and he doesn't have to keep the ball.
Maybe it's Maybe at some point.
We should ask Mayo about that. He'll be like, you know.
You said it. You said it. I didn't. All right, Ty Law, great to see you, pal.
Man, I appreciate it, man. You know what I'm about to do, though? I gotta say this. I went to 110 Grill, right? You know, they got, you know, the Corvus cocktails. Really appreciate it. But we done went to France. It's Corvus and the French Martini. Good looking out, y'all. French Martini got Corvus Vodka, man. So go to 110 Grill. Mm-hmm. Oh, they also got the pick six. They ain't got many pick sixes going on right now with this defense. So if you want to reminisce on some pick sixes like your boy used to do, go to 110 Grill and get you a couple of good cocktails. Yeah.
All right. Merry Christmas.
Hey, man, I appreciate y'all,
Merry Christmas.
Man.
That's Ty Law. We'll be right back.